Well, everyone wants a good life, but what if God has something even better in mind? Today, we'll discover what Jesus meant when He said He came to give us life more abundantly. My goodness. So we've come back out here to do some brim fishing since Hunter and I did so well the last time we were out here. Now we've got Yolanda and we've got Maddie out here. And so we're going to make it a little friendly competition, Hunter. Wait a minute, Hunter. We're going to make it a little friendly competition. He is getting a head start because look, seeing is believing. If you can zoom in out there, look at all those brim on those beds. I mean, they are out there everywhere over there. And of course, Hunter, he's gonna try to jump in there and catch the first fish because he's greedy like that, Hunter. You're not even letting your wife go fishing first?
I'm used to it.
Huh? Are you used to it? You're used to it, huh? Anyway, so we're gonna make this a little friendly competition. See who can catch the most fish in the next couple of hours before we give it up and go home and actually fry some fish. But here's the deal. This is a win-win situation, right? No matter who catches the most fish, if you catch the least fish, you're still gonna get to go home and eat some fish. So, this is not my pink pole, by the way. This is Yolanda's pole, okay? I just happened to be holding it because I got all excited when we saw all those fish. So Let's bait up and not let Hunter catch the first fish and get out there and start fishing. There he is. Put me down as number one, but it's not very big. But...
Oh, it's a baby.
Oh, thank you, Maddie. It's not a baby, but
it's cute though.
That's one for me. Oh, there he is, and that's a good one. That's number two for me. Number two.
But did he keep that one?
He did, yeah. Oh, look at this one, y'all. Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, he's huge.
He is huge. Look at that. That's what we're looking for right there. Big old bluegill.
There he is. Now, that's a keeper.
I think
that's what I'm looking for, baby.
You got a good one?
That's a good one. Look at the bottom of the fence, black as night.
Ooh.
Yep.
He is big.
You're getting bites right there.
I had two bites, and they
just keep going. Oh, look at that. I only catch the monsters.
Yeah.
Look at that, y'all. Number four.
Look at that. You see that?
Look at that. That's a good one. That's a shell cracker. Yeah.
I don't know what a shell cracker is, but...
Well, bring him over here.
Finally, how many crickets have you put on there for me? 20?
Well, hey, that's the thing, see? You keep trying.
Never give up.
Never give up. You keep trying.
Keep on keeping on.
The first few attempts, see, didn't seem like it mattered, but then you hear what you call.
Where does that go?
That goes in the frying pan.
Is it in the bucket?
It is. It's going to go in the bucket over here.
And then I'll sit here and wait for my person to put my cricket on here. Yes. Okay, so I have one. Sean has three. Hunter has
two.
Maddie has one.
Zero.
Yep. Oh, I thought you got one.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's another dandy. Look at that.
Jim dandy.
Look at that.
Oh, Hunter got one too.
Number five Ooh. For me. Hunter got one too. It's a shell cracker.
Is that a type of fish or something?
Yeah.
Man, they
already got my cricket. Look at that. Maddie, I shortened that bobber up a lot. Yeah, I shortened that up a lot, honey.
What'd you do? Did you catch one?
Well, you handed me your pole, and then I just went under.
I guess you had to have my pole. Oh, no, that's a good one. About the time I go to get a drink of soda, she catches one on my pole, and look how big that dude is. Nice. What do you think about that? And it was hung in your cup, wasn't it?
I know. I couldn't reel it in.
That's a good one right there.
He's heavy.
Yeah, he's a big one. Woo! Oh, Maddie's got one. Hunter's got one.
Oh.
Hunter, what does that make number two for you?
Hey, so does this mean I have two or you have seven?
Huh?
Do I have two or do you have seven? Is this my catch or yours?
We'll call it a half.
That don't count.
Huh? You caught it on my pole.
You just literally handed me the pole. You said a fisherman never quits, and you quit. You handed me your pole, and I reeled it in. It's my fish.
So we're going to say it's your fish.
Two, and mine are big.
That is a big fish.
Okay, here, get him.
What you got, Hunter? Oh, Hunter's got a shell cracker. Oh, look at that. Nice.
Number nine.
Oh, that's a big one. Look at that.
I can't see. Where is he? Where is he?
Man.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh. That's what you call a dandy there, boys. That's way bigger than my hand. That's the biggest one I've caught.
He's dark.
Mm-hmm. Here comes Hunter. He's coming over to my spot. See, that's what he does.
I bet you're fishing.
That's what he does.
I'm going past you, thank you. I'm the one who showed you this spot.
Here, Hunter.
This is the same way we were the other day. Oh, I smell it, y'all.
Look at that.
That's a dark one.
Woo! That's pretty.
It's a big one.
He's got one. Maddie's got me. Maddie's got me.
Oh, no!
I got it a little off of you. Oh, my goodness, what a big one. Look at that.
Woo!
Great job. That is a good one. That's a big one.
Nice.
Woo-hoo, number two.
There's number 10 right there.
Give me a cricket.
Now that is number 10.
Wow.
Ooh, when he goes over there, it's going to be number 11.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's even bigger than the last one.
Hunter, will you get me a cricket?
Number 11.
It's a good thing Maddie and I took a break.
Number 11.
No, that's 10.
Oh. Okay, yeah, number 10.
You know, you got six, probably.
Ow. Can't go back too far.
Number 11.
Totally just bypassed yours, Maddie.
I sure did.
That's even bigger than the last one. Look at that.
Yay, yay, yay.
They're about to turn on like they did the other day.
Oh, man.
A foot too far over.
Look how big that one is.
You're watching yours, buddy.
I see it.
I'm watching it, not do much.
I'll step over.
Okay.
Maddie's got another one. They keep stealing Hunter's bait.
Oh, this one's heavy.
Oh. Come on.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Ooh, another good one.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Pretty fish.
I think that's the biggest one, sir.
That's right. That's right. Number what?
Number 13.
13.
Ooh, and I think this may be the biggest that I've caught. Look at that.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Look at him. He got some grass on him. Yeah.
Look at that. Let me get the grass off of him. Trophy bluegill right there. Look at that. That is a nice one, isn't it? Look at that.
He's got a little darker orange on him than the other
look,
one.
Look at my,
nice.
I mean, look at that. That's a big fish right there. That is a big bluegill. Y'all, it is great to just get out and enjoy life, isn't it? We enjoy spending time with one another, even having a little friendly competition as we fish. It's really no competition at all because I was there fishing. Do you ever consider this life and realize what a beautiful gift it is from God? It's true. We weren't meant to just exist. Jesus came to give us life, In John 10:10, Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Oh man, abundant life. Are you living the abundant life? Can I tell you something? There is no life outside of Christ. Only through Jesus can we have peace, assurance, and joy. Jesus said in John 14 that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man can go to the Father but through Him. Hey, do you know Him? Do you want the abundant life that's filled with a purpose and filled with joy? It's only through Jesus. Go to follow.lifeword.org to learn more. And hey, if you like this video and want to see more like it, go to lifeword.org or follow us on social media sites like Facebook and YouTube. Hey, I am Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.
So what was the
everybody
score?
Together, who caught the most fish?
Well, let's see, you caught 13.
13.
Hunter, how many you catch?
I don't even know.
Oh, I think it was about like 6 or 7.
6 or 7.
Maddie caught 3.
Maddie caught 3.
Maybe 4.
Maybe 4. Probably 4.
And really,
and I
so
caught,
really, did I catch like 13 and a half since I handed you my pole and then immediately you caught the fish?
No, that counted as mine. So that was, I caught 2.
All right. But there's no, hey, there's no first place, second place, third place, fourth place, really, because we're fixing to go home and we're fixing to eat fish.
Yeah. There's a clear loser here, though.
Really?
Yeah. The fish.
Hey. Man cannot live by bread alone.
But by the very word of God, not fish.
But by the very word of God first. And then when you get hungry, you eat fish. That's right.